We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Talking about durability, you know, in the second league in minutes played, how to miss the game, just kind of what it means to see him go down there, and you can see the pain he was in.
Yeah, you know, it's part of the game. You know, injuries, you deal with it. And now just focus on the rehab, get back as soon as you can. And we just went through it with Jalen. So it's the same thing. You don't replace him individually. You have to do it collectively. So we understand where we are and what we have to do, but we have more than enough on the bench, right? I thought our bench was terrific. So next guy, get in there, next man up, get it done. And that's the way we have to approach it.
You went with the same five-some that entire fourth quarter.
Yeah.
You almost put Brunson back in at one point.
Yeah, yeah, the game swayed right there. And so, you know, we had a lot of guys in playing roles that they're not accustomed to, positions, but we managed it well, I thought, and we just had taken a 5-point lead, so I wanted to see where it would go, and I felt we just got into a good rhythm. And so the thing about Jalen, he's always team first. I said, let's see, you know, the next couple minutes how it goes, if you know, and we went on a run right there, so we just rode it out from there. And you know, and that's some nights that's the way it is.
Dom Cappuccini, man, you are too much, my friend. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you to everybody who's watching, everybody who supports Knicks Film School. The whole thing. This, what we do here, and being able to for me to sit down and like give my thoughts on the whole thing. It was fun when I was doing it and there was a dozen people watching on Periscope. It's a little bit more meaningful when you know that you have a real audience. So thank you to everybody. Dom, you're freaking MVP, dude. However long Jules' absence may be, what winning adjustments do you foresee Thibodeau making? Sims, iHeart reunion, Josh Hart at the four, IQ, the number two scoring threat to close. One way or another, and those were all like questions, one way or another, they definitely need better games from RJ and Jalen Brunson. I believe they will get them. Okay. I thought Thibodeau tipped his hand starting Obi. I think he will continue to start Obi. I think he will continue to start Obi. I think he will play Obi the first, for as long as Julius is out. I think he'll play Obi the first 5, 6, 7 minutes of the first quarter and the third quarter. If Obi's going well, it'll be more towards like 7, 8, 9 minutes. If he's not going as well, it'll be more towards probably 6 minutes. I mean, he doesn't really pull starters before the midway through the first or the third. And then if the early stretch is good, then maybe Obi closes the second quarter. Maybe Obi closes the third or fourth. What I would expect, and again, we could be talking about a game. Maybe we're not even talking about a game. Maybe Julius is back in 2 days. We don't know. But if it is for an extent, however long it is, I think it would not surprise me, and I'm sure it would not surprise anyone, if Obi did not get back in the game, you know, after his opening stint in the first and third if he doesn't make a significant positive impact. And it becomes, you know, kind of like an Elfrid Payton situation 2 years ago. So where does he go once Obi sits? Well, again, I think he tipped his hand tonight. I don't think you're going to see Sims. I don't think you're going to see Sims. I think you're going to see what we saw tonight. Now, we saw tonight in the second half a 8-man rotation. That was also must-win game, Miami Heat. It was only the second half we had to worry about. My guess, and I say this with some trepidation because it would leave them awfully small. My guess is that Deuce gets back in the rotation over Sims. That is my guess. I could be wrong. I do not think he will go with an 8-man rotation. I do believe he will go with a 9th player. If it's Deuce, let's just talk that out, how that would look. So he's been going with Brunson essentially the entire fourth quarter. With Julius out, you better believe he's going to keep going to Jalen Brunson the entire first quarter. So that means you're going to get Brunson out at the beginning of the second for, I think, Deuce. So then that gives you Deuce. It gives you Quickly. It gives you RJ. And it gives you Josh Hart. Now, Brunson comes back in for Deuce after however many minutes. So then you're running with Brunson, Quickly, RJ, and Josh Hart, along with Hardenstein or Mitchell Robinson. And if what I said before is true, and Obi does not re-enter the game at the end of the second quarter or at the end of the fourth quarter, does that leave you a little small? Well, you saw it tonight. It worked pretty well. Josh Hart, obviously, rebounds very well for his position. RJ Barrett is capable of, like, we've seen him play the four. You know, that's possible. I'm not worried about like where the points are going to come from. Because again, Brunson, RJ, like the shooting that they have, like, you know, defense into offense with Josh Hart and the whole thing. Hardenstein being, you know, capable with offense. The whole thing. I guess what I'm... Yeah. That's kind of what I would guess is going to happen. I'm just trying to think if that could be particularly dicey with any of their opponents. As I say that, I'm looking and I'm reminded, like, oh, they play the Cavs next, and then they might play the Cavs in the playoffs. The Cavs, notably, have Evan Mobley at the four, which is perhaps the worst possible matchup for the thing that I just described. I don't know. I still don't know if I see him trusting Sims at the four. I still don't know if I see that, especially since he's not going to start Sims at the four. He's going to start Obi. He's going to start Obi against Mobley. You want to know what the reality of the situation is? Here's the reality of the situation. Julius Randle better be back and healthy by the playoffs if they play Cleveland. If they play anyone else, Philly, Boston for sure. Who else could they play in the playoffs? That's really it. It's either going to be Philly or Boston or Cleveland. You know, and Tobias Harris is big, but I think they could survive. If they play Cleveland, I think you kind of need Julius. I don't, man. Now I'm second guessing myself. Does Sims get a chance if Julius is for some reason? You know what? We'll find out in the next game. They play Cleveland the next game. I don't think Julius is going to play the next game. We'll see. Does Sims get a chance? Maybe he does. Maybe he does. They're just so, Mobley's just so big. I don't know. Now I'm second guessing myself. I think against most teams, what I said initially is what I would go with. and what I think they will go with. Kevin Danishevsky, what's going on, Kev? John, I need you to put your NBA history hat on. It's sure only a little bit into my bourbon. When is the last time an NBA team has hit on consecutive picks in the 20s like Emmanuel Quickley and Quentin Grimes? This is special. You ask me this question now? Man. Hit on consecutive picks in the 20s like this. That's a fantastic question. I mean, does it have to be picks in the 20s? Because, like, I feel like I'm trying to think of Denver, if they had a pick before or after Jokic that was this impactful. I don't think they did. So that's not going to be it. Did Chicago draft anyone notable before or after they drafted Jimmy Butler? No, I don't think they did. Oh, you know what the answer might be? Hold on. I'm going to look it up right now before I say it out loud. Okay, no, I'll say it out loud. I wonder about the Spurs with Derek White and DeJounte Murray. Let's see here. So, yeah, DeJounte Murray, 29th pick in 2016. He's obviously been an all-star. Derek White, 29th pick in 2017. He was, I mean, he's got a $70+ million contract and was traded for a very nice package from the Celtics. So I think that's the last time. I think that's the last time. If there's something else that I'm forgetting that anybody else wants to chime in, feel free to chime in. But I'm fairly certain that's probably the last time that you could say that somebody hit this good on consecutive pick. Oh, and you know who else I want? Hold on really quick. I think the Memphis Grizzlies probably deserve a mention. I don't know if it's consecutive picks, though, because I know Bane was taken. Bane was taken at 20, but I'm not sure if they had one. Like, they draft really well, but anyway, yeah, maybe Memphis too. I'm trying to think if they have anybody up that is that good immediately before. All right, good question, Kev. Put me on the freaking spot, man. Chris Parks, what's going on, Chris? Good evening to you. If Washington makes the playoffs, do the Knicks keep two picks, Dallas and Washington? So here's how this goes. And I began getting some questions about this recently. Bane wasn't even technically their pick, but no, they don't even have anything close. Okay. Never mind. The Dallas pick, if they finish with a record that is, it doesn't matter where they are before lottery night. It matters where they are after the ping pong balls bounce around. So it doesn't matter if they finish with the 11th or 12th or 13th or 14th worst record in the NBA. If it ends up in the top four or in the top 10, they keep the pick. Like, on the flip side, let's say they finish with the 8th or 9th worst record in the NBA and multiple teams jump them and they end up with the 11th pick, then the Knicks keep that pick. So I know a bunch of people are asking me about that today. So get that out of the way. With Washington, that pick is top 14 protected. So, again, if they make the playoffs, then yes, the Knicks will get the pick. But that's what matters. It's not about record. It's about, for Washington, it's about whether they make the playoffs or not. I don't know how confident I am right now. I think the Bulls have been playing pretty well. I wish that Washington game was later in the season, because you want to talk about chicanery. Can you imagine if the Knicks like closed with Washington and they had the fifth seed wrapped up, and if they lost to Washington, Washington would get into the play-in? That'd be interesting. Danny Gardner, what's going on, Danny? Let's freaking go. 3-1 against the Heat. How you doing? That fourth quarter defense was unreal. Emmanuel quickly is the man. Grimes stepped up. RJ was huge in the second half. What did I say at halftime? Credit to Tibbs for keeping that fourth quarter lineup. Happy birthday, Clyde. Danny, you always bring what I appreciate with you being in RJ's corner. I think you're in RJ's corner. Is it's always rational. It's always rational. It's always evidence-based. Like, there is a way to show support for your player who you believe in and like believe in your player and believe in the upside and the whole thing. but without burying your head in the sand when like things don't go well. And like you toe the line perfectly there. So I appreciate you. And yeah, your faith has been rewarded. Also, GMAC reminds me in the chat that Ginobili and Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker were back-to-back picks, albeit not both in the 20s. Oh, wait, no, they weren't back-to-back. Ginobili was in 99. Parker was in 2001. But they were close enough. Those are probably the, like, in terms of, like, late picks that were closest together in draft history, I would say those were probably the best two. Pretty good drafting team, those San Antonio Spurs. Eddie Marr, what's going on, Eddie? Would you trade RJ and quickly for Dame Lillard? My God, why are you breaking my brain at 11:20 at night? I gotta be honest. My gut, my inclination, the first response that popped in my head was no. Now, if I pose that to any person who's not a Knicks fan, national media member, someone covering another team, they would be like, are you serious? RJ and quickly for Damian Lillard? Like, where, how quickly do I sign up? My inclination was to say no. For one, the Blazers are not doing that trade. They're doing that trade with draft compensation and not insignificant draft compensation. So you're giving up those two guys and picks. That's number one. Number two, and this is really kind of what it comes down to for me. Dame is, I always forget, is he 32? Is he 33? Is he 34? Dame Lillard is not a young man. And he just is coming off his best NBA season, arguably. And he is going to make it. I think he's going to wind up making an All-NBA team. He's 32 years old. He's going to be 33 before next season. He's not young, and he's a small guard that, like, his teams have historically struggled defensively. So if you are under the assumption that Jalen Brunson is not going anywhere, and I am under the assumption that Jalen Brunson is not going anywhere, I don't know that Damian Lillard and Jalen Brunson are the backcourt that I am thrilled about if my goal is to win a championship. And obviously, if you were giving up RJ Barrett and Emmanuel quickly and draft compensation, multiple unprotected picks for Damian Lillard, your goal is to win the championship. Not 3 years from now, not 2 years from now, but like right away. That's the goal. Can you defend well enough with those two in your backcourt? And like, and again, that has to be the question, right? Because if you're giving up a player of Manu Quickley's caliber and you're giving up the draft comp and you're giving up RJ Barrett, who 22 may still have some upside here, as hard as I am on him, you better be sure that like when your team is fully healthy and on the court and the whole thing, they can win it all. And I think there are enough fundamental questions about how well that team could defend it, especially if Julius Randle is a member of that team who, you know, so then you have like three guys with defensive question marks in the starting lineup. It's just tough. Like to say nothing of the fact that like, who's going to be the better player in 3 years when Damian Lillard is 36 and Emmanuel quickly is 25. You know, Dame or quickly. I don't know.
For over 30 years, the law offices of Weiss & Rosenblum in New York City has been home to a team of award-winning, hard-hitting injury attorneys who have a long track record of seven-figure results. Whether you've been injured in a car accident, fall, construction accident, or other traumatic event, Weiss & Rosenblum will work tirelessly to maximize the award regardless of the severity of your injury and get you and your family the fair and just compensation you deserve. Call Weiss & Rosenblum today at 212-366-6100. Again, that's 212-366-6100 or visit weissandrosenblum.com for more information. No case is too big or too small. Personal attention to your matter is a priority. Once more, call 212-366-6100. Previous results do not guarantee future outcomes. If you think you might have a case, speak with a veteran attorney, not a rookie.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, Knicks fans? Quick break to tell you about HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. You've got New Year's goals, and HelloFresh is here to help you achieve them. Take control of your time and budget with delicious recipes delivered right to your door. Looking for an easy way to eat well and save money this year? Cut back on expensive takeout and delivery and get started with HelloFresh. You'll love how easy, fun, and affordable it is to whip up a restaurant-quality meal right in your own kitchen. With fast and fresh recipes, HelloFresh's latest line of meals featuring robust flavors and filling portions are ready in less than 15 minutes. Enjoy taste and quality done quick with recipes like falafel power bowls, seared steak and potatoes with béarnaise sauce, or Southwest pork and bean burritos. If you know anything about me, you know that I'm not the greatest when it comes to cooking. Thankfully, I found a life partner that loves her time in the kitchen and loves putting together these elaborate meals. Unfortunately, with her schedule working at a school all day and my schedule covering sports all night, we rarely have time to go to the grocery store together. Well, HelloFresh has made it possible for us to do all the grocery shopping for the week right from the comfort of our living room. In fact, just last night when I was editing the latest KFS pod, she was putting together two plates of Presto Pesto Panko Chicken with roasted potatoes and green beans. We were able to do dinner and a movie without even leaving the comfort of our own home. And this is just one of several delicious HelloFresh meal options, with cook and prep time taking less than an hour. When you've got busy, conflicting schedules like ours, you don't have to go out for dinner and a movie. Instead, it comes right to you. Don't hesitate. Head to HelloFresh.com/FilmSchool60 and use code FilmSchool60 for 60% off plus free shipping. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/FilmSchool60 and use code FilmSchool60 for 60% off plus free shipping. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominant Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
What's up, Knicks fans? Quick break to tell you about Game Time. Is there an upcoming event you're trying to get tickets to? Whether it be tickets to one of the final home games of the Knicks season, or maybe it's a concert or a comedy show. Whatever it is, buying tickets to your favorite events shouldn't be stressful. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater near you. With killer deals on last-minute tickets and their best price guarantee, you can stop stressing over the tickets and start getting hyped up for the fun you're gonna have. Currently browsing through the Game Time app, and I see all the events coming up in the area. Whether it be the Knicks home game against the Miami Heat on Wednesday, or home opener tickets for the Mets and Yankees, the Game Time app is so easy to navigate. You can search by category, like sports, music, or shows, or search by teams, like the Yankees, Islanders, or Knicks. I have to say that my favorite feature is the full 3D peripheral view you get whenever you select a seat. Just select a seat that's within your price range, move the phone from left to right, and get a good idea of the view you'll have during the event. Game Time is the place for last-minute ticket deals. Forget planning months in advance. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the day of the event. Get exclusive flash deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. The Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Game Time is also the fastest growing ticketing app in the country, and for a good reason. As I mentioned, get images of your seat before you buy, so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. Buy tickets in a matter of seconds, just two taps and you're set. Tickets are then sent directly to your phone, so you never have to dig through your email. Snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use promo code FILMSCHOOL for $20 off your first purchase. Again, create an account and redeem code FILMSCHOOL for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Read the last thing. So Andrew was giving me an instruction. I am to read the last thing Knicks Film School retweeted. The Hartenstein quote. Okay. Isaiah Hartenstein credits Julius Randle with pulling him out of a funk earlier this season and sending him encouraging texts. I love it. That's great. Matt, Aussie Knicks fan, what's going on? Massive win. This team, man, I love a birthday win from the Knicks. Happy birthday. Great control of the game from Manuel quickly. Have to think the fifth seed is looking good. Yeah, it's looking really good. It's looking really good. I mean, I didn't want to do the tiebreaker stuff yet. But I guess we could do it. Man, I'm talking about not trading for Damian Lillard. What a world. Who would have thought it? Look at us. So, Knicks, as of right now, 2.5 up on the Nets, 4 up on the Miami Heat. So here's how this goes. The Miami Heat and the New York Knicks both have 5 games left in their season. If the Miami Heat went 5-0 and the New York Knicks went 0-5, the Heat would get would finish above them. That is the only way in terms of a two-team tiebreaker. If the Knicks go 1-4 and the Heat go 5-0, if it's a two-team thing, they're finishing ahead of the Heat. The reason why it's different between two-team and three-team is if you're in a three-team tiebreaker, which again is still theoretically on the table, could the Knicks go, 2-3? But even if the Knicks go 2-3, the Heat only have 5 games left. So, like, I'm calling it. We're finishing ahead of the Heat. The Heat are not going to catch us. The Knicks are going to be able to figure out a way to win 2 more games. I'm putting that out there. I hope I don't regret it. So then it comes down to us and the Nets. So with us and the Nets, we're up 2.5 games. They have 1 more game than us. We have three more games left against the Eastern Conference. I think they have three more games left against the Eastern Conference too. No, sorry. We have four more games left against the Eastern Conference, and they have four more games left against the Eastern Conference. So we're two up on them. That's what it was, because they had Houston tonight. Sorry. We both have four games left against the Eastern Conference. We're two up on them in the conference tiebreaker. I am assuming that Philly is going to sit everybody on the last game of the season, and the Nets are going to get that game. So it's going to go from the division tiebreaker to the conference tiebreaker, which, again, assuming they win that Philly game, that's going to give them one more conference win. If we win two more conference games, so the two Indiana games, the Nets cannot catch us, because we own the next tiebreaker, which is a record against other playoff teams. If the Knicks win two more conference games, that gives them 31 conference victories. The Nets also, that at that point, the Nets would have to go 4-0 in the conference just to tie them. And again, it goes to the next tiebreaker. So essentially, if the Knicks could win, yeah. If the Knicks could win two more conference games, they're going to finish ahead of the Nets in a two-team tiebreaker. And even in a three-team tiebreaker, because if it's a three-team tiebreaker with the Heat, but again, I'm putting the Heat behind us. So I think if you think the Knicks are going to beat the Pacers twice, or the Pacers and the Wizards, the Knicks are going to get the five seed. That's kind of where we're at. I think so. And I don't think I've screwed anything up. I think if the Knicks are going to win, if the Knicks could win two more Eastern Conference games, I don't think that there's a way that they could lose the five seed. Yeah, because two more Eastern Conference games, it was in 46 Miami. Yeah, that's it. That's all it comes down to. Andrew Palladino, blood in the garden. John, you kept saying this was a playoff game and this had the feel of one. That it did. This is one of two. Where's his next one? Okay. Obviously worried about Randall, but I think we have enough as it is. Go ahead and wrap up the sixth man of the year race and put a bow on it. Yeah. I guess why I'm not as worried about Randall. I'm far more worried about Randall. Like, not the injuries. I'm worried about the other stuff. I'm not worried about the injury stuff because it's what is it today? Today's Wednesday. The first playoff game is in 2.5 weeks, 17 days. I have to think Randall's going to be okay 17 days from now. And I also fully believe that without Randall, they have enough to win, as I just went through, two more Eastern Conference games, which is all I think. I'm fairly certain, unless I'm really mistaken. I think if they win two more Eastern Conference games, they wrap this up. Two more Eastern Conference. Then the Nets, if the Nets go undefeated and finish with 47 wins. Okay. So here's how we don't get the five seed. We only win two remaining games and the Nets go undefeated. But again, I think it's wrapped up. I really do. I feel like it's wrapped up. I feel like they have enough to get to where they need to get to. Again, assuming the Knicks don't go undefeated or the Nets don't go undefeated. Fingers crossed. But I hope Randall's okay. James Choi, what's going on, James? Bench Mob, RJ, Julius Randle, horrible games. RJ had half a horrible game. Jalen Brunson, horrible defense. He was not great defensively tonight. Happiest day of the summer will be when RJ is traded for X. Man. Oh, God. I got to tell you, I'm feeling positive about RJ after that second half. I was really impressed with the second half. I thought he was really good in the second half. And again, I unloaded on this guy at halftime. I was so pissed at him. I nailed it down for myself because I talk it out. That's what I do. I talk it out. When he's going bad, the shots that he puts up are shots that you know are not going to go in. So if I'm sitting here on my couch and I know the shots aren't going to go in, you know, like he has to know too. And then, you know, 0 of 8.5 is 0 of 8.5. It's not great. I'm positive about RJ right now. Positive, 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 positive. Thank you, James. Appreciate it. Andrew, why doesn't anyone talk about Tibbs' body language? I don't know how to respond to that. Because he's Tom Thibodeau? Have you met Tom Thibodeau? Probably not. Hushu, I wish there was no salary cap because I really can't see this team's future without our homegrowns. So proud of everyone tonight for stepping up. It's not about the salary cap because you could go over the salary cap and you can, you know, look at the Golden State Warriors, look at the Clippers, look at the Sixers, look at the Nets before they made their trades. And I think even so now, it's about if you don't have a contending roster in place, it's about maintaining flexibility. Which is not to say that you can't maintain flexibility and re-sign all your own guys. I think it's just that, like, theoretically, younger players are more tradable when they are, like, because once you start signing all these guys to second contracts, once you sign Quickly to a second contract, and once you sign Grimes to a second contract, you can only put so many of them in the trade. The nice thing about having players who are really good on rookie contracts is it's like you only need the one big salary, right? Or maybe 1.5 big salaries. So, like, again, just theoretically, like RJ and Fournier, there's your money, right? There's your money in a deal. Or whoever, RJ and Mitch or something. And then you could throw in a Grimes because he's making $2 million. That's why, you know, that's why it's easier to trade those players when they're on rookie contracts as opposed to when they sign their next deal. They could afford to keep, well, you could go over the cap to sign your own guys, you know? It's just about maintaining that flexibility and trying to build a contending roster. Is it possible that they could get there without trading any of these young guys? I don't know about any. I don't know about any because, like, you need the outgoing salary, and like Evan Fournier, and even if they guarantee Derrick Rose, like, I don't know if that's enough. And plus, like, if you're sending out Evan Fournier and Derrick Rose for the money, even if you add in like an Obi Toppin or something, and then you bring someone back, well, I guess if you added in Toppin, theoretically you're sending out one rotation player. So maybe if you brought back another rotation player, but then, yeah, I don't know. You know what? Maybe, who knows? Anything's possible, right? Anything's possible. On a night like tonight, anything should be possible. Who knows? Maybe they get to keep Grimes and Quickly and RJ. I don't know. I think it's unlikely. I think at some point one of these players is going to go out in a trade, if not more than one, but I'm like you, man. I love these. I really do. I so badly just want to keep watching these young players grow. And you know what the shame of it is like, if they had drafted a superstar at some point, you know, you wouldn't have to really worry about these decisions because they would have that. We wouldn't have to be sitting here talking about, like, well, they need their number one, or at the very least their number, like, you know, their 1A or something. Like, we wouldn't have to be talking about that. If we had drafted a superstar, we would have that player. And then it's like, yeah, sure. Pay Grimes, pay Quickly, pay Obi, you know, pay all these guys. Because you already have your number one in place, and then you got your Brunson and your Randall and your, you know, all the way down the line. Thanks, Hush. Juwanon, what's going on, Juwanon? This might have my vote for the best win of the year. Man, that top 10's getting crowded. I'm gonna start writing that article. I could start writing that piece, and I'm gonna have to pre-write some stuff because I'm gonna be going away for play-in week. No Randall or Brunson, and we close the game out. Great stuff. I hope that Rat Riley crawled out from under the one train platform to watch this one. Was he even in the garden? I have no idea. I hope he was. I hope he saw this firsthand. I'll read a quick Dallas quote. Dallas lost tonight, which is, I guess, at this point, not ideal. Irving, Doncic, and Kidd all said they believe Dallas has enough to get things sorted out and make the playoffs. All of them were relatively upbeat after this game, all things considered. Irving spoke about the Mavs needing more poise late. Kidd spoke about missed shots. It's tough life for the Dallas Mavericks. 3 games under .500. We are, the New York Knickerbockers are 14 games better. 14 games better? No, 7 games better. But they are three. I was saying 14 because the Mavs are 3 under .500 and we are 11 over .500. Man. Hamdi M, I love IQ. That's it. That's the tweet. Nothing more to be said. I love IQ too. Brian Carey, what's going on, Brian? my God. Andrew in the chat. I think this is referring to the Riley comment. Eat shit and I hope it gets on your Armani suit. What did Pat Riley ever do to you, Andrew? You weren't even, like, you don't even remember when he left. You were what, 7? Jesus Christ. Have some respect. My Lord. Brian Carey. I'm not reading that. Shout out to Walt Perrin, unsung hero of the front office. I don't know how unsung he is, man. I think, I mean, yes, we don't talk about him enough, and we should. You're right. Fantastic job by him. Fantastic job by him. And again, like, that's why you went and got him. And fantastic job by Leon Rose for going out and getting one of the most respected talent evaluators in the sport. My God, you want to know what would have gotten Leon the executive of the year? And, like, I don't want to go down this road because it's not a fun road to go down. But, like, if they had kept the pick and drafted Williams, the Oklahoma City Jalen Williams, he might have executive of the year wrapped up if he had drafted that kid, which, again, he had some fans in New York. I don't know if it was Perrin. I don't know if it was Tibbs. I know he had fans. But
all right, I'm jumping in. So there's about to be like 5 random Fred Katz super chats.
Is that for real?
That's real. Fred Katz has been in the chat all night and he didn't know how to super chat. So he was just sent. That's about to be random is what I'm going to say. And then eventually he figured it out and sent in a question. So we start here.
There's no comment.
I know. I'm just saying that just so you know, you're going to see a random Fred Katz super chat and just say, thank you, Fred.
Thank you, Fred.
There you go. And that's what you'll see. We call him Fred Chats, by the way, because he's in our chat.
Right, Fred now. Chats, Fred, yes. Katz, Fred Chats.
Bingo.
I see what you did there.
Okay.
That's really well done, Andrew.
Thank you.
Someone should give you
maybe down, but not out, you know.
I would like to shout out whoever has hacked Fred Katz's Twitter account. Ingenuity off the charts. Truly. Dom Cappuccini. Choosing between Grimes and Quickly is go. Can we send Fred a gift basket, by the way, for his super chat contributions? And for always coming on the pod. Choosing between Grimes and Quickly is going to be a tough conundrum in the future. Who knows? Maybe we don't have to choose between them. I hope we don't. I really do hope we don't. I don't think it's a fait accompli that only one of them will be on this team moving forward. I really don't. And that may be naive of me, but I'm putting that out there right now. And I choose to believe it. Great drafting. We'll need a lot more of these performances the rest of the way, with or without Julius Randle. Keep it rolling, guys. Yeah, I mean, Friday is going to be tough. We don't know what's going on with Donovan Mitchell. I don't believe I've seen any injury updates with him after he rolled his ankle late in the fourth quarter yesterday against Atlanta. Look, the game's in Cleveland. I would not fault this team one iota for having a bit of a letdown game against the Cavs. Knowing them, they'll be in it. I'm not counting on a win in that game. But like, yeah, whatever. We'll see.